This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Monday meditation. Good to be with you. If you're new to meditation, we practice the basics of mindfulness. It's relatively simple, not necessarily easy, but the basics are relatively simple. We don't have to scramble to change anything. Whatever our goals or reasons for showing up, typically those are reasonable based on my experience. People are interested in mindfulness for good reasons. And what we do in the meditation is we use our ability to decide where to place our attention. And we focus our attention on elements of our experience that are happening. So we don't have to try to make something happen, but we do practice noticing what is happening. And we do it in a surprising way because we're not looking for anything melodramatic or earth-shaking. We're looking for simple sensations like the feel of the normal breath. And so we focus attention, we observe, we stay there. And there's something about this process which is very important. It's a way of cultivating more clarity, stability, calmness, and so forth. And this definitely can be done. It's not all at once, typically, but it's something that we can explore for ourselves. So the breath is good, but we're not trying to get something out of the sensations of the breath. It's more just a way of doing this activity of the mind, the focusing and sustaining attention. So we can also use sounds. We can use other sensations in our bodies, such as the feel of our hands or feet. And there are dozens, actually, of ways of beginning. Most forms of meditation do begin in this general sort of way, focusing attention on something relatively neutral and so forth. It is doable, but our attention will also get pulled away, and that can be interesting. So we also take an interest in what happens even as we do this. And so often it'll be thoughts that pull our attention quite reasonably in a way. And so even if we don't need to be thinking about money in the next 20 minutes, many of us will find ourselves thinking about money or something like that. And, we all need to think about money to some extent, right? Whatever our situation, if we have too little, then we need to try to figure it out. If we have about the right amount of money, we can, it's good to worry a little bit. What about next week, If we have too much money, we need to worry a little, like, right? Who to share it with? How to live in a world where there's so much need? And how much is enough anyway? So this was supposed to be just an example, not a lecture. It's just like, that's the sort of thing that comes to mind, right? And it's a good example, I think, of something that can come to mind in the meditation that is very wise just to ignore for the meditation. So we just, yes, I need to pay that bill. Note the thinking, and then just come right back to the breath. So we don't have to squelch thoughts. We're not fighting our thoughts. We're human beings where thinking is part of our reality and so forth. But we can also practice just kind of setting things aside. So when the thoughts, notice we're thinking, there might be an emotion we notice, and then just come back to the breath and so forth. And whatever the content of the thought, it can wait in most cases. Let's go. Eyes can be open or closed. You might take a few deeper breaths, slightly deeper in breath and out breath. Maybe even a little sigh with the out breath. It's just one way to begin. Yeah. And then letting your breath be normal. We won't keep breathing deeply like that. Just let your breath be normal. And I will come back to the normal breath in a minute. For now, just notice the sounds that you can hear. Whatever's taking place in your environment right now, in your outside, inside your head, whatever, just notice the sounds. It's easy to do. We don't have to keep track or try to hear everything. We don't have to stop other things happening in our bodies and minds. Just in the midst of whatever is happening, notice you can focus your attention on this part of your experience, the sounds you can hear. Just tuning in moment after moment, some of the sounds happening. So the opening attention to sounds like this is a pretty good way to meditate. The mind, in doing this, the mind is kind of spacious and open. And yeah, we can practice this focusing, sustaining attention. So feel free to stay with sounds if you wish, or come back to sounds whenever you wish. It is good also to practice with sensations in our bodies. So when you wish, I'd invite you to let your attention settle into your body. To begin, just noticing generally head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. What can you feel? As with sounds, just not trying to feel everything or keep track, just tuning in where you feel something, vibration, pressure, softness, and so forth. As we feel into our bodies, it can be natural to notice sensations that are connected with the normal breath. The breath is taking place. We don't have to try to breathe. It happens naturally most of the time. And there tend to be some sensations by virtue of which we can know when the in-breath is beginning, when the out-breath is beginning, sensations in the abdomen, the chest, or at the opening of the nose. So these are tending to be pretty good for our purposes, these sensations. Maybe let your attention rest at the opening of the nose, just knowing when the in-breath begins because you notice this flow of fine sensations. Might be quite vivid, might be a little vague. It doesn't matter that much. So it's a mental activity, this focusing, sustaining attention. Slight movement in the abdomen as the in-breath begins, sort of rising, tensing, falling, softening, dissolving with the out-breath. So the idea is find somewhere that makes sense. Over time, you can experiment with other home bases for attention, so to speak, but no need to figure it all out now. Just somewhere suitable. If the options are confusing, just the breath at the opening of the nose is good enough. So it does take effort, But it's not like tricky. It's not like we have to figure out some puzzle. It's just noticing some those sensations we can feel. Try to remember to stay attuned. And so even though it's relatively simple, it can be quite interesting how quickly even our minds will want to run off. And some topic, usually thoughts, one topic or another. So we can, we're not trying to fight that so much as just recognize, oh, this is thinking. One thought leads to another. We can kind of just let them be. We don't have to intervene or interfere with them, but we can notice them and then remember, okay, where's my breath? And just come right back. And so experiment with that. Sometimes the attention won't come right back, you know, so we notice what is happening. And both parts are actually important parts of mindfulness practice. So there is definitely a method. This method can be practiced, it can be taught, it can be learned. And yet for each of us, it's a personal project, it's a personal activity. It could hardly be more personal. So we respect that too. We respect our own common sense and our own wisdom even in these moments together. So I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. So we'll take a few more minutes for the meditation. Just a reminder that what's already happened is happened, it's gone. What will happen, we'll see. But we don't have to try to be reaching into the future so much as just taking this opportunity, more or less now, this breath, these sensations. It's a sort of radical permission relative to many of our habits. Just have this permission. Yes, there's something to do, but it's easy, it's doable. Just feel this breath. It's all we need to do right now. So thank you. It's good to practice with you. These basic methods are very simple. It can be practiced with confidence, I feel. And of course, over the last 10, 15 years, these sorts of things have made their way into to Western medicine, so that nowadays it's relatively normal for a mindfulness class or app to be recommended, even in medical settings. I would like to take a few moments, sort of personal privilege, to talk about a man who passed away last week, who had a big impact at UCLA on the Healthy Campus Initiative, and also was a big supporter of our work at the Mindful Awareness Research Center, Bob Bilder. Some of you may have known him. If you went to UCLA in the last 15 years, you may well have had a class with him. So I'll read a little bit from the letter, and then give my own comments. This is from the directors of the Semmel Institute. Is with profound sadness that we announce the passing of our esteemed colleague and friend, Dr. Robert Bob Bilder, the Michael E. Tenenbaum Distinguished Family Chair in Creative Research. Sorry about that. The Tenenbaum Distinguished Family Chair in Creativity Research, Professor of Psychiatry, and Chief of the Medical Psychology Division at UCLA. After battling a long illness, Dr. Bilder's career was defined by extraordinary intellectual vision, boundless curiosity, and an unwavering commitment to excellence in science and education. A pioneer in neuropsychology for over 35 years, Dr. Bilder's groundbreaking work in schizophrenia, along with his studies on brain behavior relationships, creativity, and human cognition, transformed the field. His innovative research was matched only by his dedication to training the next generation of clinical neuropsychologists to the very highest standards. So, Bob Bilder, he was essential in the development of the Mindful Awareness Research Center, which is sort of been complemented now by the UCLA Mindfulness Center in the health system. When I first came to UCLA in 2010, he was an assistant to the director of the Semmel Institute. He was behind the scenes, but invariably supportive, clear, and expansive in his sense of what mental health involved and what the science of the mind should involve, and so forth. He also was very helpful for me in starting the mindfulness meditation course for credit. Before I came to UCLA, I had taught philosophy at Bowling Green State University. But I'd start a meditation course as a philosophy course in 1998. So I had experience teaching undergrads, and it had worked well. So I was talking with him about this, and he said, "You know, I've been thinking about starting an undergrad course myself." So we teamed up. He started his course called Personal Brain Management, and I started Psychiatry 175, Mindfulness Practice and Theory, and we teamed up to offer summer courses together. So that's where some of you who went to UCLA may well have met him in one of those summer courses. So, yeah, Bob Bilder. Probably none of the letter from the chair went on quite a long ways, and just one accomplishment after another. I actually heard him give a talk once where he was talking about using automated techniques. This was 8 years ago or so before AI was so readily available. But he was using automated techniques to examine neuroscience articles and a process called data mining. So he gave a talk where he was showing images of MRIs that weren't actual MRIs of anybody's brain, but were MRIs constructed by going through these neuroscience articles and coming up with conclusions. That's all I can say. I have no idea how he did it or even what he was talking about, but it was kind of amazing. He was there's a, at UCLA for some 10 years, there's been a project called the Healthy Campus Initiative. And Bob was, and it was divided into different pods, a MindWell pod, LiveWell pod, and many different pods. And Bob was invariably enthusiastic, energetic in doing this horribly hard work of getting academics to come together and make some commitment to the health, the mental and physical health of students and staff. He hit it on all the levels. And you know, his the like the long emails that like the long email that came from the director and her associates at the leadership of the Semmel Institute didn't mention mindfulness anywhere, right? It's he was behind the scenes. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Good to practice with you. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.